Recorded Books presents Perestroika in Paris by Jane Smiley, narrated by Suzanne Torin. Part 1. Chapter 1. Paras had won her race. She had jumped all the jumps with a great deal of pleasure, and she thought in excellent form. The number 2 horse, a chestnut gelding from down south somewhere, had been so far behind her that she hadn't been able to hear his hoofbeats on the turf, and of course the crowd was yelling too. She had, she thought, almost danced across the finish line. Everyone was happy. The jockey did a backflip off her, the groom gave her a kiss, and Delphine, her trainer, gave her a hug and 3 lumps of brown sugar, not to mention an excellent feed of carrots when she was all cool and calm after the race. Since it was the last race of the day, and indeed the year, it was early November, the van, which already had its 4 horses, had left before her race began, so as to come back and get her. But now the van was late, the stable was empty, and Rania, her groom, had, she said, gone to the bathroom. And why not in the stall, thought Paras, but she could never get an answer to this question. Twilight was descending over the vast green expanse of Auteuil Racecourse. The jumps had dimmed into dark shapes against the still vivid green grass. Admiring this, Paras did something that she often did.